I'm keeping for tomorrow.
We have two.
Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite male apasyat purusham purna mayancha tadapashayam iya sammohito jivo atmanam trigunatmakam paropi manate nartham tatkritam chabhipadyate.
What you can tell?
Nartho pasmam sakshat bhakti yoga madhoksaje lokasya janato vidvam chakre satvata samhitam yasyam vaishruyamanayam krishne parama purushe
bhakti
padite pumsa shoka moha bhayapah.
Very good, very good. Bhakti yoga.
Oh, you should sit
there.
You should come. Yeah, I can sit here.
Sit here.
So I keep free for you.
Oh, I don't like soft cushions.
Not so soft.
Yeah. I'll sit with you.
That's right.
No, no.
Yeah. So, bhakti yoga na manasi samyak pranihite male apasyat purusham purnam mayam chatad apasram.
Yo.
Two or one?
Two.
He's doing two.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember?
I
told that it's better to. Oh. Because both are
connected.
Connected. Huh.
Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranite male apashyam purusham purnam mayam satat apashrayam lokasya janato vidvams chakrit.
Jaya sammohito jivo.
No. The other. Anato pasamam saksat bhakti yoga madakshadye lokasya janato vidvams chakrit satat samhitam.
Very good. What is the meaning? You.
Oh. Here Vyasadev, Srila Vyasadev, after writing so many books, Brahma Sutra, so many Puranas, Mahabharat, Gita, yeah, he was not feeling happy, some despondency was there. And at that time, his Guru Maharaj, Sri Narada Rishi, appeared. And Vyasadeva asked him, please, you are Guru, you are my Guru Maharaj. Why is it that I feel like that? And Narada Rishi...
I am not satisfied.
Narada Rishi took his pulse and checked and he said, you have written so many books.
Really not Paul's.
But like that. Yeah.
He knew.
He could understand. You have written so many books to help all, to make them understand who's Supreme Personality of Godhead and everything, what is creation. But have you told, have you written anywhere that Krishna in Braja, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mother is binding him, chastising him, yeah? Have you written anywhere? Vyasadev, no Gurudev, I have not written. Then asking, have you written anywhere that Krishna sitting on the shoulders of Sridham, yeah, playing like ordinary human being, yeah, and Sridham fighting, wrestling, and Sridham is on top of Krishna. He is victorious and Krishna is making so many wonderful pastimes, telling Sridham, no. I am victorious. I am winner because my nose is up. Have you told anywhere? No, Gurudev. I have not told anywhere.
Krishna, Supreme Lord, but he danced with
gopis. Yeah. I have not told anywhere. Then you should go into meditation and by your meditation, all will be revealed in your heart automatically. And you should write, yeah, all these glories. And then whole world will know the glories of Sri Krishna and you will be happy yourself. So at that time, Vyasadev, he goes into meditation, yeah, bhakti yogena manasi, and he concentrates only upon Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, directly, he sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his meditation with all his energies, yeah, living entities and all spiritual world. And that time, he realizes that anartha...
He saw also.
Yes.
Mother Yashoda binding.
Binding.
He is doing ras.
All these
so
things.
Many past tense. He saw.
In his meditation.
No. As if.
Directly.
Like a movie.
Like
is
a darshan.
On.
Okay. So that time, the next shloka is explaining that all living entities in this world, they are always in misery, plagued by the threefold miseries. Vrindavan too. So many miseries are there. They don't know how to come out. Those who have inclination for spiritual life, they are wanting to follow the path of self-realization, who are born in Brahman caste. They may study Vedanta Sutra, but ordinary persons, how they will obtain this information? And also those who are even Atmaram, like Sukadev Goswami, when hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and the ordinary persons, anyone who hears Srimad Bhagavatam, automatically he will become attracted to Sri Krishna and his glories, and he would like to serve Krishna in any particular relationship. At that time, all his miseries, all his attachment to this world, they become superfluous. They will no longer affect him.
One thing you have left.
Mm-hmm.
Narada Rishi also told that in your writings, Mahabharata, Puran, and others, you have told only dharma, artha, karma,
moksha.
You have not described the sweet pastimes of Krishna. And Krishna is Supreme Personality.
Sir, Bhagavan never told.
You have not told. So, you should meditate on Krishna and write what you will have in meditation, and that will be better for whole world. You.
I'll tell short. Prabhu has already told everything. Vyasadev, after being instructed by his guru Narad Rishi, he went into samadhi by the process of bhakti yoga. And in his vision, he saw Purna Purush, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and all his shaktis. But this shakti is some distance from him, and it is not independent from him. And also he saw the chaya of this chit shakti, this maya shakti, which deludes the jivas. Yaya sammohito jivo. The jivas are deluded by the maya potency, and then they think atmanam trigunatmakam. They think themselves to be a product of the three material modes of nature, even though paropi manute tartham. Even though they are above the three material modes. So, and he also saw that the only way these jivas can be saved from this is to perform the bhakti yoga madhokshaje. So, to save all the jivas, he's composed the Satvat Samhita Srimad Bhagavatam, which by hearing, we can all obtain Bhagavad Bhakti.
Very good. You?
So Srila Vyasadeva, by the power, by the mercy of Sri Narad Muni and the power of Bhakti Yoga, in his samadhi, he saw the Pasyad Purusham Purnam. He saw the complete personality of Godhead, means Vrajendra Nandan Sri Krishna with his multifarious shaktis. And we know
who are shakti?
Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shaktiman. So, he saw, actually, he saw original
not
Krishna.
Mother, Nanda Baba.
He saw also.
Sakha.
Yes.
And all sweet pastimes.
Yes.
Top to bottom.
But they already said, I'm just saying some special thing. That because he saw Krishna in his complete form, must be also he saw Radhika. So he also saw Maya, the shadow.
If Radhika is there, but Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Sakha are not there, then he is complete.
No.
And if Krishna is there and all are there, but no pastime, then Purna Purush.
No.
So all should be there combined. Then he will be Purna Purush. Even Dwarka Leela, Ras Leela, also begging Srimati Radhika, giving his float on the feet of Radhika and begging excuse, all this he done up till his Golok Dham Vrindavan. Very good. You?
Right. Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyakta Nihite Male Apashat Purusham Purnam Mayam Chattat Apashrayam. Then the next one, Aya. Anatta Pashamam Sakshat Bhakti Yogena Bhakti Yoga Adoksaje Lokasya Janato Vitvams Chakre. Wait a minute. Chakre?
Satpata
Samhitam.
Only two slokas. What the meaning?
So the meaning here is that Srila Vyasadeva, he was instructed by Sri Narada to compile the Veda in such a way that it would enlighten the people. He compiled already the Veda in four sections: Yajur, Sam, Yajur, Rig, Sama, and Atharva Veda. But he didn't explain about Sri Krishna, his lilas, his pastimes. So he himself was morose, he was not happy. So Narada Muni, he instructed him to go in meditation in Bhakti Yoga and explain all these things through the Amal Puran, means Srimad Bhagavatam. So he went to his ashram at the Saraswati River and he went into meditation. And by doing Bhakti Yoga, then as Krishna, he gave his mercy and all his lilas, all his pastimes with all became manifested, including all his energies, his incarnations, his Maya Shakti, which was also there, but because he is Krishna Dvaipana Vyas himself, so he's also Krishna himself, he was aloof of all these things. So with pure mind, without material attachment, he was meditating, and then he could see the sufferings of all living entities. So he could see by giving this Srimad Bhagavatam, all the sufferings would be diminished and everyone would be happy, including himself.
Yo.
Bhakti yogina manasi samyak pranitaha male apashat purushat purnam mayam yaccha yad apasrayam. So here described that Vyasadeva has engaged in bhakti yoga perfectly, samyak pranitaha male, without any material contamination, without touching any of the modes of material nature. Samyak means perfectly. Pranitaha means that he engaged his mind perfectly in bhakti yoga. So the result of that was that he saw Krishna and all his shaktis complete, and that he also saw the Maya Shakti, but that Maya Shakti was apasrayam. It was fully under the control of the Supreme Lord. So
backside.
Why?
Because she had shame.
She has some shame.
That I'm giving trouble to
the living entities.
Living soul.
So it's also described that in the spiritual world that Maya Shakti is always away, that Maya cannot be in the spiritual world, therefore it is impossible.
Where there is no Krishna, there is Maya.
Yeah. Where there is sunlight, there is no darkness. So the significance of this is when we take shelter of the Supreme Lord, then Maya is also very far away by that process. And then anarto pasamam saksat bhakti yoga madoksaje lokasat
janato
janato vidvams chakre satpata
samhita.
So the anartas or the unwanted things in the heart are completely eradicated by the linking process of devotional service to bhakti yoga madoksaje. And the second part,
what is the purpose?
They have told everything, Gurudev.
But
something is there.
Didn't leave anything.
The 3 months of nature.
Nothing left.
Suffering.
What do you understood?
I bolche.
In this verse, Vyasadev has been inspired by Nadarishi to meditate on the Supreme Lord. By pure meditation, he's seeing the personality of Godhead, Purusham. He's seeing the personality beyond the Brahman, beyond Paramatma, and entering into and seeing the Leelas of the Lord. Also, he's seeing the material energy at some distance from the Lord.
Not sometime.
Behind.
No, some distance.
Not in front.
No, some distance.
Distance,
behind.
But backside.
Backside. seeing that, but he's seeing that the Lord is in complete control of that material energy. And he's seeing that material energy, the jivas are subjected to becoming influenced by that material energy, and thereby their consciousness becoming completely covered over, thinking that they are part of that material energy. They're convinced. So he, by his meditation, he was able to perceive the Leela of the Lord and inspired within his heart to write the spotless Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, and thereby giving some relief to the living entities where they can lift themselves up and come to their real constitutional position of Jiva Dharma.
Any special thing?
So in this slok, that bhakti yoga
only a special thing. Otherwise,
bhakti yoga na manasi
samvara
apasat purusang puno mayanji jagavasrayam. So what Vaishnava has told, like Vaishnava taking prasad, keep some remnant for sevaks. So I have Ohiman that I am sevak of Vaishnava. So what they keep remnant for me, I will try my level best to explain that.
Very good. Thank you.
Bhakti yoga. So by advice by Naradrishi, Vyasadeva entered into samadhi. Why samadhi? Because samadhi, samadhi. Unless until somebody's buddhi will not be about the same level, then he could not understand Krishna. Just like you mentioned in scripture, devang bhutva devang jajet, be the quality of devs, demigods, then can serve demigods. So he entered in samadhi. So bhakti yogena manasam pranihite amale. Why bhakti yog? Bhagavan Krishna mentioned in Gita, karma yog, gyan yog, bhakti yog. Why is telling bhakti yog here? Because bhakti can take to Krishna. Bhakti devang nanayati, bhakti nevarang darsati, bhakti vasa purusa iti sriyate. Only bhakti can lead us to Krishna, and bhakti help us to take darshan of Krishna, and bhakti can help to control Krishna. So bhakti yogena sammak, not karma samadhi, gyan samadhi. Bhakti yogena sammak pranihite amale. And apasat purusang purnam, and he's, by this trance, he saw purna purus Krishna. Purna purus means with his Roop, Gun, Leela, Parikar, everything, and with Leela. And in this Leela, there are Dasa, Sokha, Vatsala, Madhura prominent, but especially Adya Eva Parvarasa, Singarasa is prominent, so Radhika must be there. If Radhika is not there, Radha Vina Sam Adha, if Radhika is not there, then Sam is not complete, so Radhika must be there. And moreover, Mayanchayat Apasrayam, he saw his Maya Shakti in backside. Why? His Maya Shakti, Maya Devi is ashamed herself because he thought, oh, the jeev is so near and dear to Bhagavan and I'm giving them trouble. I'm giving that Avaranatmika and Bhikshavatmika. So she feel guilty, so she is backward of Krishna. And after that, the jeev, although is much more better than Maya, but he's thinking himself, oh, I am controlled by him. For all this ignorant person, Vyasadeva compiled the Sattvat Sanghita, Srimad Bhagavatam.
This means Vyasadeva, if he had darshan, he was at Premavastha.
Yes. If he has no prem, then how he can tell Rash, Gopi Ghi, Venu Ghi, Bhramar Ghi, and he taught to
Shukadev Goswami.
If he has no realization of Madhur Rash.
And even in this slok, when Naradisi advised Vyasadeva, then Krishna's pastime was over from this world. So giving hints here, if someone will take darshan of Krishna, then have to come in Bhakti Samadhi. Then it's possible. And whoever in Bhakti Samadhi, he can take darshan Krishna and Krishna's pastime. Now it is heaven also. All this is very clear.
If he was at Prem, when did he reach Prem? After he met Narad Rishi, then came Prem, or always he was in Prem?
He's himself Lord, Krishna. Manifestation of Krishna. Narayana
Swayam.
But Narayan has no so much
realization
of Prem.
Of Visvajati of Prem.
So his Guru told to realize this. This is the mercy of Gurudev. And then he went in Samadhi. And then he realized. Who is Krishna? Who are the attendants of Krishna? What are the power of our Shaktis are there? And he saw everything like he is seeing.
In his
Rash Leela, Dvarka Leela, everything. And then he composed Srimad Bhagavatam.
And here, Vyasadeva is Saktavesh Avatar. Here in this slok, showing the glory of Sadguru, bona fide Gurudev. Even what to say about Vyasadeva, Saktavesh Avatar. Even Murjada Purushottam, Lord Ramchandra incarned, he had to take initiation from Vasishtha Rishi. Leela Purushottam Krishna initiated by Bhaguri Rishi. And Prem Purushottam Mahaprabhu initiated by Ishar Puripad. In this slok, showing the glory of bona fide Gurudev.
Narad is Bhakta. Vyas is Narayan. Even his Guru, this is very wonderful.
Yeah.
Like he told. Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. But Bhaguri Rishi, his Guru.
Lord Ram.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ishar Puripad. Lord Ram, Vasishtha Rishi.
Now jasyavai suryamaranayam krishne
paramapuruse bhakti rupapatyata pumsa soka moha bhayapaha
tomorrow.
Gaur premanande.
Bhagavan ki
jai.
I have a question.
What? Today later, class they are 5 o'clock.
Later on, Vyasadeva also appeared in Kali Yuga in the form of Vrindavan Das Thakur, and he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. Is that the same Vyasadeva?
No. That's of
Chaitanya
Leela. He is separate.
But not Vrindavan Das.
He's called Vyasadeva, but not
Vrindavan. Can you explain like this?
Radha.
Radha.
You?
Explain all this?
What they told?
No.
You cannot?
He's a little shy. She can do. Vishwambha, can she do?
If you want to preach, then you'll have to learn all these things. There will be preachers more better than me.
But son is better than father. The son will be better than father.
Then I will be very happy. My sons and daughters more better than me.
Impossible.
Hari Bolo. Today
sweet.
Class over there, 5 o'clock.
Today is appearance of Sita Devi and Janavat Devi.
Oh. Okay.
Today. In
we'll
Hawaii.
There.
Okay.
When do you fly out from here?
Tomorrow night.
What time?
I'm flying out at 10 o'clock.
Yamuna Prasad.
Yeah.
Do you read my books?
Yes.
I think no.
I want to market with you.
Not enough.
Must read. I want to go market with you after 8:30.
Okay. Yes.
Close, close.
First, Jaiva Dharma and Gita.
Okay. Yes. I've read Jaiva Dharma. Some.
You have Jaiva Dharma. I know you have my all books.
But I'll read more. I know. Yes, I will. I will. No, I hear you. Thank you.
You have so many.
Bhagavan.
Hey, Bhagavan.
Don't forget your cookie.
Hey, thank you. They're freezing.
They're cold.